This is Cultivating Indigenous Voices from KXEI Tucson, hosted and produced by Tina Andrew. In this interview, I welcome Dene singer-songwriter Hatatli to the studio to talk about his musical journey and what his latest works are.
Hello, everybody. My name is Hatatli, and I'm 21 years old, currently living in Albuquerque. And yeah, me and my buddy Jacob, we have been touring around, and it has been epic.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in a town called Window Rock, Arizona, as well as a town that's like a mile north of Window Rock called Fort Defiance.
And when you started discovering your musical curiosity and desire to want to learn, did that just kind of happen on its own?
Yeah, pretty much. I just remember riding the bus in elementary school and listening to U2 and just thinking like, man, I wanted to do that. Sounds cool.
Did you ever think that you would get to where you're at today?
I think I had a different idea of where I thought I'd be. The idea that I had in mind is sort of a little bit lame compared to what's happening right now. I'm happy for that.
I didn't know you played the harmonica also until during the live session.
You don't really have to know how to play the harmonica.
You
just blow into it. they're set out in different keys.
Uh-huh.
And so as long as it's in the key of the song you're playing, you just blow into it and something will come out like
cool. The
way it's supposed to.
And when did you bring that into, you know, your musicianship?
I started listening to a lot of Neil Young like this past summer. And so that's what made me want to do it.
And do you have a favorite Neil Young song?
I think Dreamin' Man is a good one. I like that one.
For the listeners that haven't listened to your latest album, what can you share about the album?
I've been telling people that it's like a collection or a collage of different songs from different time periods, but they're all collected for a reason. The sound is, you know, supposed to be different from Singing Into Darkness. It's supposed to be a little bit more like bright and a little bit more hopeful than those more evil songs.
Which is true, because I definitely heard the difference between this album and the last album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was just exactly what you said, a little bit more upbeat and, you know,
bouncy. Mm-hmm. I'd be bouncing.
You also mentioned that you're even still using music that you had when you were just a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
So you write your own music, and is that stuff that you've written as a teenager or stuff that you recorded as a teenager?
Oh, it's stuff that I recorded as a teenager. The song Love Is Over on the new album I made when I was 17. I think there's another one on there that I made in high school. But yeah, just stuff like I just pulled that out of such a long time ago, you know. But the song Burn on the new album I made this past summer, but they all work together.
All right. Well, Hatatli, thank you so much again for being here with us at KXEI and for being a guest on Cultivating Indigenous Voices.
Oh, yeah. Anytime.
You are tuned in to Cultivating Indigenous Voices from KXEI Tucson, hosted and produced by Tina Andrew, featuring Dene singer-songwriter Hatatli. To hear the full conversation, go to kxei.org.